The CBOZW Show is brought to you by Crispy on the Web. Go to crispyontheweb.com for more information, social media, and much, much more. Hello, everybody, and welcome to the CBOZW Show. I'm your host, Chris Emanuel Podcast. Welcome to the next episode of this podcast. I am sorry that this podcast came out late. We've kind of gone inconsistent of podcasting, especially this week, especially with Entertainment Man too. That's another story alone. I went inconsistent with those. But today I'm going to be talking about the movie The Ladybugs, which stars Rodney Dangerfield's in it. I don't know who else is in it that I know of. I think the only one I know is Rodney Dangerfield, which is a very, 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 very funny comedian. So we're gonna talk about that today. So I'm just sitting here smiling, just looking at the audacity as I'm recording this. As you know, this is audio only podcast. This is not on video whatsoever. I wish it was on video because you guys can see my smiling face and some of the things I'm going to say. But you probably can tell by my expressions, the way I'm saying things on the podcast. And you probably can tell I'm laughing already just because I'm stalling to get this intro done. But guy said, you woke up with, you were losers. Got them to say, I'm wonderful. Like, got them to say, I am great. I am wonderful. Everybody loves me. Then they joked around about, if they're shorter than the bosses, they can kiss his ass. And I'm thinking, oh, really? There's a lot of ass kissing in this. So this is not PG. PG-13 at the least. They did the affirmation of the lines again. Chester driving and his secretary said he has an appointment with his boss, Mr. Mullins. Dave Mullins. Chester started to say, I'm Chester, I'm great, I'm wonderful, everybody likes me. The guy next to him in the truck said, introduced himself and said, Chester said that Chester is a giant asshole. And I'm thinking, okay. So his response, I'm a giant asshole, there's a reason for it, you're contagious. Oh my goodness. Only Rodney Dangerfield would say such a crazy, outlandish thing. You know, one person says one thing and then he'll say something else. He makes it funny. He makes it the situation even funnier in a way, I guess. So the guy almost tried to get out of the truck and attack him, but Chester sped away pretty quick. Guy drinking a beer or whatever it was and burped, and Chester said, made a comment, stay indoors. He arrived home and grabbed the football and said, Matthew, catch. Asked where his mother is. He said, I don't know, I'm busy. Chester told him not to strain his eyes in other places. Again, Rodney Dangerfield being Rodney Dangerfield, right? That's Rodney Dangerfield for you. And he told his girlfriend he had a promotion in the bag and he's getting along with Matthew better. After last Christmas, he gave him a BB gun and Matthew gave him a shirt with a target on his back. A chocolate bunny at Easter with X-Lax in it. Like, oh boy, talk about prank city there. Not a very nice prank whatsoever. It isn't. Next day, and also he gave her some flowers as well. He told her, and then he came in the office, told assistant singing and dancing around, told her time to see the man. Goodbye office, goodbye chair, goodbye desk, and goodbye chair. She said, don't you want to take goodbye to the planet? Said, I talk to him every day. This is in a Rodney Dangerfield fashion. He would say such a thing, right? He would always say such a crazy thing like that. So she gave him a thumbs up and said, I'm glad I gave you, you gave me the right finger. Meaning not flipping the bird at him, I guess. I guess that's what she's referencing as. He went to see the boss and told the secretary to make him wait. And Mrs. Mullen said, we need a coach since Brad isn't going to be with us anymore to keep the Ladybugs top championship team. Secretary said that Mrs. Mullen's a classy lady. He said, where is she? When she drives, she keeps her legs crossed. And then she always with the jokes with when it comes out of him, you know, which makes the movie a lot more funnier in a way. It does. It makes it. He was called up. Up and he started to kiss the boss's ass. You can just see it. You can just notice it that he's kissing the boss's ass. Regardless, he is. He literally is kissing the boss's ass. He pointed up the soccer trophies. Thought he played them. He played soccer. And he said, the company sponsored the Ladybugs. They won all of these trophies. Mr. Mullins' wife came in and she was introduced to Chester. He told him he was admiring the trophies and he's quite a soccer player. And she asked Chester what position he played. He said, kicker. Technically, they're all kicker because, you know, soccer, you kick the ball, you pass it to be people or the players as well. And Chester's assistant, and she found out he's going to call coach the soccer team, and she's like, what? And it explained, he started to kiss the boss's ass, and he started to kiss the boss's wife's ass. A lot of butt kissing in this. Like, I'm like, what? Really? That's what's funny. Like, she says something later, Julie says something about, now you're kissing the daughter's ass, too. Technically, I think there's, I don't know if I put that in the notes. I don't know if I put that in the notes whatsoever. But all they do have to do is win the championship, and they get the promotion. Yeah, I said hello to welfare. He said, and then he said, all I know is I got a lot of balls. I'm like, really? A lot of ball? Like, I'm like, really? You got to know the players, ask them any goals. But what, I think one of them was from last year. Chester assistant said, now he's kissing the daughter's ass. So I did put it in there. I knew I put it in notes. I didn't realize it was still in there. Or it was in there to begin with. Kimberly kicked the ball where it went beyond the net. His boss, Mr. Mullins, said if he takes the team and turn him into leaders, that's the kind of team I wanted to see. His wife appalled at the way they played. Chester's wife Chester's wife came and wanted to show him wedding invitations, and also that Matthew's grades were slipping and he was kicked off the JV soccer team. So I guess Matthew does play soccer with the school as well. Matthew and his friend trying to get Matthew to talk to this girl. I think it was Kimberly, actually. I think it was actually Kimberly that he was trying to get him to talk to her. I think it was. And he spoke. So Chester talked to Matthew about school, about his grades. Also wanted his help with the soccer team. Said Kimberly in the... He saw Kimberly in heard the song Dream, which is a very, very popular old song. Very, very, very old. I don't know what year that came out. I couldn't tell you. Probably like 50s, 60s, I think. My dad would know more about that. What year that song. I should have to go up and ask him after. But, and he said he has no strategy. Put the faster players out front, put her midfield to help the faster runners. He had a crazy look in his face to put him in as a girl, which is outlandish. So Matthew was Martha. He was called a psycho by his father, Chester, because technically Matthew is not the son of Chester at this point, but it will happen eventually towards the end of the movie, obviously. And he told Matthew to change his behavior and point everything out. He said he quit. Him and his, I guess, girlfriend talking, and I talked to Matthew, but he won't listen to me at the store. And he put two balls in his shirt and then popped it. Just only Rodney Dangerfield would do something crazy, you know? Only Rodney Dangerfield would do something completely crazy. And Lady and her daughter heard the conversation going on between Chester and Matthew, aka Martha. He said to the little girl waiting, what a cutie, and mother fainted. He talked to Mr. Mullins about having a winning team, and Mr. Mullins told him to call him Dave. So I guess we're no longer on the Mr. Mullins thing anymore. We're kind of going to first name basis. So keep up the good work. He'll have 10 men under him. And he said, make that women. Again, Rodney Dangerfield making a joke, right? Rodney Dangerfield always making a joke. Coach Andy came over and said, you lost 2, so make that 3. Called this team losers. And then Chester just made some jokes about her team, and Mr. Mullins, Dave, was laughing about it. And he said, smash those bugs. And Chester said, chop those beavers. Then the soon-to-be wife, I guess Bev, I think it's her name, or Bess, or Bess, or Bev, or whatever her name is. I didn't get her name really, really well there. So came and gave her a seat at the top. She wanted to watch the game, I guess. And she was, I guess, on a break from work or whatever at the time. He was to replace Bester, but she wanted to stay in. Kimberly missed a shot in the net. Martha, aka Matthew, got hit where the sun don't shine. You know where I'm talking about with that. Coach Annie threw a chair and got a caution. Next time we'll be sent off. Kicked out of the game. All hugging. Even the coach, Annie, wanted a hug too, but got nothing. Matthew called in that Mrs. Mullins is assisted. He goes skinny dipping. Chester said, "All those who wait." Chester at the door, dressed as a what else? A woman. He's dressed up a woman. I'm like, what is this, Mrs. Doubtfire or what's the other character from the horror movie? Trying to remember. Oh, it's gonna kill me now. Norman Bates. Psycho. When he dresses up as Norman Bates' mother. His mother. Yeah. So kind of in that sense, but not more Norman Bates, but he's more dressing up like Mrs. Doubtfire. Mrs. Doubtfire. Esque as well, which is probably another movie I like to cover at some point. I like to cover that movie at some point of time. That will be on the list. But and then the one wacky family. It's the one wacky family, that's for sure. It's not really part of the family yet, but I mean, he's still in Matthew's life as well. So they continue to win. Chester, an assistant, singing the popular song Great Balls of Fire, which is Jerry Lee Lewis, I think it is. Hey Siri, I don't know if you can hear me. Hey Siri, who sang Great Balls of Fire?
I'm sorry.
Who sang Great Balls of Fire? There you go. Jerry Lee Lewis. There you go. I kind of cut her off. I cut her off really quick. So where was I saying? And so Jester pulled off Master's glasses and told her to undo her hair. He gave her a pep talk, which was really nice. He did that for her. Really, really nice thing to do for him. So Kimberly missed a shot, went through the uprights of the football field, and kids got hit on the bikes. Dave, aka Mr. Mullins, wanted his daughter out of the game. The Ladybugs won, and they are in the championship. Dave, talking to Chester, said the Martha's here, our star. And he or she kind of looked at him funny and just walked away. And then Dave said, you're going places, you're gonna have that big office, maybe be part of my country club. Bev showed him in a house and he said, who lives here? The Adams family. And then she said, it's two story. He said, pointed at this one story and then there's two story. And then also he said, the landscape is beautiful, but it looks like the tree threw up. Rodney Dangerfield making jokes, you know, like always some crazy joke that he would come up with. He would always, you know, mention something. He always mentioned something, like always say something or comment on something or another in the movies that he's done. There's another movie I want to do with him, and that would be Caddyshack, and then also what's the other one? Back to School, I think it's the other one, which is another good one as well. I don't know, I haven't seen all the Rodney Dangerfield movies. I should check out some more of them. I like him, he's funny. But also he pointed out that they're close to the neighbors, and when they scream, they can hear us. She said, isn't that cute? And he said, of course, made a comment. So the doorbell rang at the house where, you know, Chester and Matthew and Bev live. And he said, it was Kimberly. He said, I'm sorry, what happened at the game? Chester and Matthew's mom came up and said, look at this. And he said, what is she doing here? And that's what Chester said, what is she doing here? And he went down and he said, the Cokes. Because originally she would ask for a Coke. So he went into the kitchen with a wig on, and then he kind of grabbed the wig and forgot the Cokes. It went back, and Chester threw the wig at him, and he said to Kimberly, we're all out of Cokes. And she said, her mom's gonna be home soon, got things to do. Kimberly suggested they go to the movie sometime. I said, okay. And they went back to he went back in, got caught by his mother, found out Chester was lying. She got kicked Chester out. Chester got kicked out of the house. Chester at the bar drinking, and Matthew at the diner drinking milkshakes, and the guy refused to give him more milkshakes. He had enough. Chester explains to the bar driver he dressed his girlfriend's boy, dressed him up as a girl, and to play with him, meaning soccer. Like, but he didn't get to that point of that conversation. So he got kicked out and called him a sicko was what he was called. He told his assistant or secretary it's over, and she showed him the team they're playing. Dave Mullen said no Kimberly, as he told her she's not playing today and stay home. Chester said no Martha either, it's a no-show. And he told him to get her here. And Matthew showed up and he asked what's in the bag. He said Martha. And he was talking to him and he disappeared. And then he found him in the tent. He asked him what he's doing. He said no. And he said no Martha. He loves his mother more than winning. And Matthew asked where is Kimberly. And Chester said she's not playing. Her dad told her not to play. He disappeared. One player pushed down another player of the other team. There was a fight. That one player got kicked out. He said, let them fight. At least we can win something. Of course, the comment coming out from Rodney Dangerfield, right? So Chester got in an argument with Cole Trowell, and he said, I know your full name. Chester, I know what he's probably referencing there. There's an inappropriate word that represents poop. That explicit version of it, I'm probably thinking that's what he's thinking. I know I got a really dirty mind right now when I'm thinking what everything that's gone up. And the stretcher said, incoming, and Coach Bold ducked. And Matthew got Kimberly and showed him that he was really Matthew. And they both arrived, and Matthew put on Martha's costume, and Chester said, there is no Martha, you don't need a boy to win. And the girls were completely shocked it was Matthew this whole time. So Dave told Chester to take Kimberly out off the field. He has 5 seconds. He said, out here, I call the shots. He kind of explained, and you know, if it this kind of jeopardizes my job, then so be it. So she did play. Chu was actually playing goal. I thought Chu was kicked out. That's what I thought. I thought she was kicked out for fighting or something. That might have been another player. I don't know. But anyways, they caught up, and Pastor broke a nail, and he said, break that nail, get that nail breaker. Everybody was chanting that in the crowd. And she said, this one for you, Coach Chester. She took off her glasses, let her hair down, and she scored. Kim tripped, and Kim to take the kick thanks to Chester. Dave Mullen said, I can't look. She scored the winning goal and won. She should have more faith in her. Really, she should have. He should have had more faith in her. It's just, I don't know. It just didn't seem very, he didn't feel very positive about his daughter, you know, getting the goal up, I guess, or getting scoring. He wasn't very positive. So he said to Julie, I heard Chester put a boy on the team. That's the kind of man I need in my department. A whole new income bracket. She's like, what about me? We're a team and all that. And I chose out the week and all that. So a whole new income bracket. And then Mr. Mullen said, well, Mr. Vice President, you have quite a sports department going. Your boy's seeing a lot of my daughter. Chester said, more than you think. And also at the end, Kimberly said, I was supposed to go with Martha to the movies, and she will miss her. And then Matthew said, you can always go with me. So kind of that's how the relationship kind of started. Dave asked how married life is. He said, good. Soon we'll be hearing the pitter-patter of his mother-in-law, I guess, so to speak. And Coach said he heard a rumor that he put a boy. Another coach said he heard a rumor he put a boy on a girl's team, and he said, how dare you repeat a rumor? And all the boys were all dressed up like girls, which is funny in a way, I guess. And it was kind of funny in a way. So at the end, he said, finally got respect. Of course, that's his thing. Like, that is Rodney Dangerfield's whole thing, is I never get any respect. That is always Rodney Dangerfield's thing, is he never gets respect. So great movie, funny movie, very funny, and I highly recommend it. It's quite funny. There is a bit of cursing, you know, but you know, they're just really, ass is probably the only word that we really hear in that. So it's not bad in the cursing department, you know. That's like the horror movies I was covering in the last month. I know I didn't do one on the 31st. I apologize, but what can you expect? I got two podcasts. I run two podcasts. I got Power Rangers on this one as well to work on. I got Larry. I have to work with Larry on that. I got to get that done. It's a lot of work, but we will be back on 2 weeks. 2 weeks from today, we'll be back on the... trying to think here. Today's the 3rd, because I'm recording this on the 3rd, because I'm late, as usual. So the 10th is next week, so we'll be back on the 17th of November. We'll be back with another episode of the CBW Show. And hopefully by then, maybe I will have an announcement for you guys. Maybe. We'll see. If you're new to the podcast, please do subscribe to the podcast wherever you're listening to, whether it's on iTunes, Spotify, Castbox, Amazon Music. We're not on iHeartRadio yet. I haven't gotten to that point of putting us on iHeartRadio. I'm going to work on it, but please just do subscribe. That is the best way to, you know, support the podcast. I don't usually ask for ratings. If you guys want to rate the podcast, you want to leave a comment on iTunes, go for it. And any suggestions for movies that I might enjoy, like, I do enjoy a lot of action movies. I enjoy a lot of comedies. I'm a big comedy person. Let me know. You know, and you can always send me an email too. Not just leave a rating, but you know, send me an email. thecbltwpod@gmail.com. The link is in the description below, as always, with all the links to all the social medias. Just let me know if there are any suggestions of movies that you guys think I'll like. You know, maybe I'll do it. I'll cover it for you guys, and especially you on my own. I need some movies and TV shows to cover. So, and I guess I'm some great big lineups coming up in January. We'll be doing a Canadian content show called Corner Gas. And I'm going to have a special guest for that. He is going to be coming on the podcast to talk about everything Corner Gas, everything that we know and love about the TV show Corner Gas. We're going to talk a little bit about each season. We're going to talk, break it down, and talk about everything that we know about it. And he's been on Entertainment Podcast before, and I've been on his podcast before. Bob from Static Radio is going to be coming on next year at some point in the new year. I have to confirm it. Once I am clear of Power Rangers, then I'm going to start working on Corner Gas and going to start watching the whole entire series, and we're going to get that done. But anyways, I'm going to go. I got to edit this and get this up really quick, and I got to go run some errands. Thank you guys so much for tuning in, and as always, follow on social media, Facebook, Instagram, and Threads at Chris Miller Web. I'll see you guys on the next episode of the Steve Miller Show in 2 weeks. Till then, have a good one. Bye for now, and go check out any of my podcasts in the meantime. I know, shameless love plug. Until then, see you guys in the next episode. Bye for now. The CBLW Show is a weekly to a couple times a week radio podcast produced by Chris Miller Web Media. All rights reserved. Any illegal reproduction of this content will result in immediate legal action.